Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Ever seen a donkey lit with a carrot? One little step at a time. That's the way he'll lead you. Because you don't have God's pure word. Remember, you can't read God's word like a book or a magazine. He strictly tells us what to do. But the good news is that he preserves his word. Listen to this. And I like the number that he used here. It says, the words of the Lord, all caps, are pure words. Listen to this. Tried in the furnace of the earth. Purified how many times?
Seven.
That's an important number. He purified his word seven times. It says, thou shalt keep them. Who shall keep them? Not you, O Lord. The Lord is going to keep them. Thou shalt preserve them from what? This generation forever. God has preserved his word. So as part of your homework, do a study on the King James 1611 and the text that it has overcame. There was kings trying to get it together and burn it. People have died to help get God's word where it is. But God has preserved his word. Isn't that good news? Whenever you look at these new translations, they attack the deity of Jesus Christ. That's big stuff. You check John 3:16 out over the different translations, you'll be surprised. They attack the virgin birth. Do you think that's important? If you didn't know, everything is done by the blood. The blood comes from the mother or the father. Which one? Who knows?
The father.
The father. Yes. So when they attack the virgin birth of Jesus, they are attacking him and they are attacking us. Matter of fact, these new translations remove the blood of Christ from the Bible. Why would you want to do that? Also, they attack the plan of salvation and they glorify Lucifer. In one scripture, they call Jesus Christ and Lucifer brothers. And then they also deny hell. Do you have the pure word of God? God has preserved his word. Now I want you, here's your homework, was to tell me how many times Jesus rose people from the dead. And here's your second one. I want you to look this scripture up into three different translations and get back with me next week. Look this scripture up. Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. I want you to do three different translations and come back with that. I'm going to concentrate on the three big ones. The ESV, the NIV, and the New King James. We'll take a look at all three of those. But look at this scripture up. I'll read it in the King James for you tonight. Here's what it says. It says, study to show thyself approved unto who? God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Don't be ashamed if you are standing on the truth. I'm like Joshua. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. There's no doubt about it. So look that scripture up. And the point of this scripture is he's telling us to study his word. You have to compare scripture with scripture. The Bible interprets itself because it's the Spirit. It giveth life. Man cannot interpret it.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.